out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with
a whoop or a switch or a whoop.
Okay. And when you're driving them, you hold the
lines.
What about when you're riding on them?
You have a bridle reins.
And you
have reins on your bridle.
Uh-huh. Your feet are in the
switch.
Your feet are in.
Oh, in your stirrups. Stirrups, yeah. And to make them go fast, if a horse is lazy or slow, you use spurs.
Uh-huh.
And
did you ride much?
Oh, I rode a many ones with spurs. And I broke a lot of horses to ride. I had them to pitch with me. And I never did have one to throw me, though I used to be a good rider.
Uh-huh.
And I never did have one to throw me a pitch, and I've had them fall and stumble that way and throw me unexpected to me. And had one fall through a bridge one time and threw me over his head. But I never did have one to throw me a pitching, but I've had them pitch with me till my nose would bleed. Mm. It pitched so hard with me. And I broke them to plow,
uh-huh.
Broke them to work the wagon, broke them to work the buggy, and broke them to skid logs, poles, anything that way. Broke them to work the cane mills, grind
uh-huh.
cane, to cook the juice to make syrup.
Before you can hitch one to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to
them? You have to curry them off, take a curry comb and curry them, and take a brush and brush them, get the dirt off of him.
Uh-huh. And then you
put the collar on, put the bridle on him, put the collar on him, and put the harness on him then, fasten the hames,
uh-huh.
fasten the belly band, what they call the belly band, and then to a wagon where you work a pair of them. While you have strops go from the britching to under the belly here to a pole strop.
Uh-huh.
If you fasten these flank strops to a pole strop, and you fasten this pole strop to the single, to the breast hook on the end of a wagon tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a breast chains to hold it up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And this here pole strop and flank strops is when you're going down a hill, pull back on your lines, make your horse pull back, sit down kind of like,
mm-hmm.
to hold the wagon, keep him going straight. I've done all that.
What do you have the traces fastened on to?
You have them fastened on the hames, and then you have a back band
uh-huh.
that you fastened on, and what they call a belly band.
What's the bar of wood that you fasten them on to?
A single tree and a double tree.
Uh-huh. And before you can hitch your horse to a buggy, you back him in between the...
Back him into the shafts
mm-hmm.
before you hook him into it. You back him up into the shafts. Now, some horses, you can learn them to step over the shafts, but not many of them do that. Most of them step on them and break them.
Uh-huh.
But you generally back them into the shaves if they're not bad about stepping on, but if one don't want to back up into the shave and don't like the shave, you have to have someone to hold your shaves up or prop your shaves up till you back your horse up right where you want him, and then let these shaves down on each side of him and pull him up a little piece to put this piece that's on his back to hold the shaves up in, and then back him up and fasten your traces. And then your lines and all on that.
With the wheels of a wagon, the thing that runs across and holds one wheel to the other is called the...
Well, that's the axle.
And you have the hub of the wheel, then the spokes come out, and what do they fit in?
They fit in the hub.
Mm-hmm.
The hub of a
wheel. Or coming out from the hub.
Well, that's the spokes, and that goes into the feller. And then you take the thimble
mm-hmm.
and you heat that and you put that down on this and you prise it down in there, and then when it you get it on there, you pour water on it
mm-hmm.
to keep it from burning this wood. Of course, it's the best to pour linseed oil on to get, and but there's not many people do that, for it's too expensive. But after you build this, when in the summertime, dry weather, if your wagon gets kind of dry, You can take linseed oil and boil it and pour it on these wheels and all, and that'll tighten the spokes into the hub and into the feller.
What goes over the feller?
That's the tire, what they call the tire.
Mm-hmm.